But first, at 9:06, we turn to FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt with an update on what's going on with the FAA. The partial shutdown there entering its first full week. More than 4,000 workers remain off the job. Congress still hashing out differences in that authorization bill. And the agency has to find ways to keep doing its job without those people. Mr. Babbitt joins us now live with the latest. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Well, good morning. Happy to be here with you. Thank you.
What words of encouragement can you give to those employees who are just waiting for that phone call that'll send them back to work?
Well, the Secretary LaHood and I have been working tirelessly. We have been meeting with members of Congress from both sides, imploring them to pass a clean FAA bill. We're sort of being held hostage here in a political fight, and we're asking both sides to come back to the negotiating table and pass a clean bill, which they've done 20 times before. This one got hung up with some riders.
How challenging is it for you to run the agency without these 4,000 people? What sort of speed bumps does that put in the FAA's way from the get-go?
Well, you know, people are focused on what has happened here at the FAA. Since they failed to pass an FAA bill, we've had to furlough more than 4,000 employees. But what people aren't realizing is every day, every single day that goes on, we continue to issue stop orders. We've now put about 70,000 construction workers across America out of work. These are people that are working on projects, enhancing airports, improving efficiency, building new towers, new runway expansion projects. These have all come to a halt, and every day we add to the list every day that this goes on.
Now, what about the backup systems and so forth? I know your towers are running and the air traffic control system is up and running, but there are maintenance issues, and sometimes computers go down, and you might have to go deep a couple of layers to get the right people to get those back up and running. Are you confident that is available to the FAA?
Yes, it is. I mean, everyone who travels should be quite comfortable that the transportation system is as safe. We're not going to compromise safety at all. We're not budgeting safety. So we have a full complement of air traffic controllers. They're doing a great job. We're having all of our inspections are being carried on as they should be, including our equipment and others. Mechanics are being inspected, pilots, equipment, all of that is ongoing. The damage is being done in all the research projects, all the construction projects, all of the areas where we're replacing aging equipment or putting in new technology. We're delaying the implementation. We completely shut down our next-gen operation where we're designing and implementing the next generation of air traffic control systems where we're going to migrate to a satellite-based system. That's come to a complete halt, and that's a system that currently is almost every week we implement a new set of procedures somewhere. You know, these are fuel-saving, time-saving, efficiency-saving measures. These have all come to a halt. So we're going to become further and further behind. Airports, we literally have billions of dollars in grants that we can no longer process nor pay out because of this stoppage.
We're talking with FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt about the latest with his agency. I'd like to learn a little bit more about the talks with lawmakers and any negotiations that might be going on. And on a personal level, your sense of frustration or maybe hope that things are going to get better, where are you in this process?
Well, we have, again, both Secretary LaHood and myself have spent an incredible amount of time. I really appreciate the personal effort that the Secretary has put into this. we've spent, myself here at the FAA, we've spent more than 2 years modernizing and making it efficient, building morale. And then to have this happen through no fault of anyone here, this is a political fight. And if people want to have a political fight, they should go rent a ring and get in it and have it. But to take 4,000 innocent FAA employees and literally tens of thousands of construction workers and put them out of work, I find this unconscionable.
And I wanted to get back to the topic of the next gen, because you mentioned the construction workers, but also the contractor workers that are a big part of the next gen development are affected too. Does this have any long-term problems? I mean, the work stoppage for next-gen, however long this goes, maybe so far a week, it could be a couple of weeks. We really have no way of knowing. But what's the long-term effect, if any, on next-gen?
Well, it'll have long-term effect. Number one, a lot of these folks are very highly qualified. These are engineers. These are people who have doctorates in electrical engineering. engineering and astro technologies. These are very, very bright people that we put on the street. They're not going to sit here and wait a month. They're going to go find other jobs, and all of that knowledge that they have built here at the FAA is going to go away. And, I mean, that's really going to satisfy. The time in and of itself is an issue. Every week you delay implementing something that will save time. I think it's important to note, too, that airport modernization projects have been shut down in every state in the country. Huge amounts of money. The city of Atlanta couldn't accept a $10 million grant in time. They didn't realize what would happen after the shutdown. And there's $10 million that was going to go to help them build a new runway. They can't access it now. All of these are going to have a long-term effect on our system, and it's very, very unfortunate.
I realize that you don't have a crystal ball. Nobody really knows where things are going to go from here. But what is it that the employees who are furloughed and the contractors who are essentially laid off right now and looking to be laid off for a while, what should they be watching for? What are some of the signposts in the next few days and weeks that they need to watch for as this goes through the process?
Well, I think that both sides, we're imploring both sides of the political battle here. Interestingly, the FAA has usually been guided by bipartisan focus. And for some reason, we lost that compass heading on this one, and we reverted to putting it into the political mix. We've tried to make the business case that, look, this is way too important to this nation, to this economy, to the American public, to be gambling and having a showdown over something as serious as the FAA and the National Airspace System. So we've asked people, look, let's put the politics aside, pass a clean bill. Let's work on reauthorization. If you want to have discussions on these other areas, which are worthy of debate, there is an arena to have those discussions and debates in. But doing it on the backs of the national transportation system and 4,000 innocent employees is not the arena to have this debate in.
Randy Babbitt is the FAA administrator. Sir, we want to thank you for your time this morning and for bringing us up to speed. We invite you back anytime to talk to the folks and let them know what's going to come next.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. And I really hope that the parties here can see their way clear to pass a clean bill for us and get these folks back to work. These are great employees. It's been one of the big setbacks I've had since I've been here at the FAA to have to furlough 4,000 wonderful employees.